Hooray! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn about a new shape called an octagon. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. You write your name and I'll write my name. Write neatly so we can read it. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. Now, if you look at the top of your paper, you are going to see a picture. And in that picture are shapes of octagons. Now, I know you've heard of an octopus. And an octopus has how many legs? 8. So an octagon has how many sides? 8. We're looking for shapes with 8 sides. Yeah, that's a lot of sides. So let's look at the window in the picture. It's the big one in the middle. See it on the wall? That window should have 8 sides. But let's check to make sure. Take your finger and let's just count the sides. Start at the top. Count that side. 1. Go down. 2. Go down. 3. Go down again. 4. Now we're at the bottom. 5. Go back up. 6. Up again. 7. And one more. 8. Now we're back to the top. 8 sides on an octagon. We're going to call this one a regular octagon, which means all the sides are equal. They all have the same length. A regular octagon. Let's color this window, the outside, the trim around the window. Let's color that trim brown. Find a brown crayon and color in around the outside part of the window brown. While you're coloring this, you can see that we're going around the octagon and there are 8 sides. Now, if you've done any of these shapes with me before, then you know the fancy word for, hey, tell me all about an octagon. What's special about an octagon? The fancy word is attribute. What's an attribute of an octagon? Well, has 8 sides. And I always remember octagon from octopus, and that's how I remember. Put down your brown crayon in 2. 1. Put it down. Let's color the inside part of the window yellow, like lights coming in. Or maybe it's sunny outside and lights coming in that way. So color in the inside of the window yellow. Now, because an octagon has 8 sides, when those sides meet up, it creates a corner. When the sides meet, you've got a corner. So how many corners do you think an octagon has if there are 8 sides? I'm wondering if you're thinking what I'm thinking. I'm going to use my yellow crayon to point to the corners. I see 2 at the top across from each other. 1, 2. And then 2 down the side over here. 3, 4. And then 2 on the bottom. 5, 6. And then 2 on this side here. 7, 8. 8 sides, 8 corners. Well, that's easy to remember. Put down your yellow crayon in 2, 1. Now, there are a bunch of octagon shapes in this picture. Find one. Do you see one? Yeah, the clock. I see it too. Let's color the outside of the clock. Ooh, let's do purple. Color the outside of the clock purple. This also has 8 sides like an octagon should. So we colored one of our octagons brown and yellow, and we're coloring this one purple to start. So an octagon can be any color. There's no rule that says all octagons have to be brown and yellow. Not true. Octagons can be any color. 2 more seconds for your purple clock. 2. One, let's color the inside of the clock pink. Find your pink crayon. Let's color the inside of our clock pink. So if I say to you, boys and girls, what are the attributes of an octagon, a regular octagon? I want you to be able to tell me how many sides it has, how many corners it has. So how many sides? How many corners? Yep, 8 and 8. 2 more seconds for pink. 2, 1, put down your pink crayon. What about the mirrors on the wall? How many mirrors do you see on the wall? Yeah, there are 4 mirrors on the wall. Let's color the outside of all the mirrors red. We're going to color the outside part of all the mirrors red. So, another attribute of an octagon is that they all have equal sides. It's a regular octagon, and regular octagons have equal sides. That means all the sides are the same length. Yep, I wish I knew an octagon song for real. I know what an octagon has. I know what an octagon has. An octagon has 8 sides and 8 corners. I know what an octagon has. I know what an octagon has. An octagon has equal sides. An octagon has equal sides. An octagon can be big or small. Put down your red crayon in 2, 1. Let's color the inside of those mirrors gray. And if you don't have a gray crayon, use your pencil. That's what I'm using because I don't have a gray crayon at the moment. Color the inside gray. I know what an octagon is. I know what an octagon is. An octagon can be any size. An octagon can be any color. An octagon has 8 equal sides. Okay, I bet you are almost finished with these mirrors. Because I am. I'm on my last one. All right, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, we're going to go away from the wall now and get into the living room where there's a table. Do you see some things with octagons? With a shape of an octagon? Yep. Mm-hmm. There's some jewelry lying around, huh? All right, do you see the ring on the floor? Let's color the gem, the stone, the hexagon. I said hexagon. Boys and girls, do not listen to me. It has to be an octagon today. An octagon is the one with 8 sides. I made a mistake. Shh, don't tell anyone, okay? Okay. Let's color the octagon shape of the ring on the floor. Let's color it blue. Any kind of blue will work. I'm gonna just use my regular blue. A sapphire is blue, that's a gem. So we'll color the octagon shape of the ring on the floor. It's not a hexagon. Hexagon has 6 sides. This has 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep, making sure. Making sure. So we have a blue gem, a blue sapphire, a blue octagon. And then let's color the outside of the ring yellow. We'll make it gold. The ring part. The roundish part. Make that yellow. Okay. Now, look at the ring on the table. Let's color that octagon shape. Did it right this time. Green. That's for an emerald. I love emeralds because green is my favorite color. Just in case anyone ever asks you that, now you'll know. So color the octagon shape on the ring on the table green. And then let's do a yellow band or a yellow, the rest of the ring yellow as well. Okay, we got our rings finished. Put down your crayons. What about the necklace? Look at that. Okay, that's an octagon shape on the gym too. Let's do that one. Let's do that one, the octagon shape yellow. Make that be a pretty diamond or something. Make that yellow, and then we'll do the necklace part. Let's do the necklace part purple. Okay. Octagons have how many sides? Yep, 8. Are the sides equal? Yep, they are. Put down all your crayons. There are a couple of more octagon shapes in our picture. Yeah, the sunglasses. All right, see the sunglasses on the floor? By the way, this is not a good place to keep rings or sunglasses because people could step on them. But the sunglasses on the floor, let's do the outside of the octagons of the ones on the floor. Let's do orange. Any kind of orange will work. The outside, not the inside. The outside, heck, octagon shape. Oh my goodness, boys and girls, I almost did it again. I don't know what my problem is. Octagon, octagon. I know we're working on the octagon shape. Okay, I've got orange sunglasses on the floor, and we're going to leave the inside part of the sunglasses alone. And then what about the ones on the table? We can't forget those. Let's make those. Let's do like red, some kind of red. I'm going to do red violet. Any kind of red will work. So do the outside of the sunglasses on the table, the outside of the octagon shape, red, some kind of red. I'm doing red violet. Okay. And you can do the little, you know, the part that goes over the ear. Call those the stems of the sunglasses. Okay, put all of your crayons down. Grab your pencil and look underneath the picture. There are 4 octagons on your page. We're going to trace those. Start at the top of the first one. Go across, down, straight down, back in. Go along the bottom. Go back up. Straight up, and then curve back in, and you're at the top again. That's an octagon. Again, next one. Go across the top, down, straight down, back in, along the bottom, back up, straight up, and then back into the top. That's an octagon. Do the next one. Go neatly. Don't get sloppy. Try to stay on that dotted line so that you're making it correctly. And you can see all 8 sides. And where all those sides are meeting, we have corners. And these are regular octagons because they have equal sides. All right, you see all that extra space next to the ones we traced? I want you to try to draw 2 octagons on your own, big or small. So I'm going to start mine. Go across. Down, straight, down again, cross the bottom, up, straight, and back in. Boys and girls, you don't have to erase and keep trying and erase and keep trying. Just do your best. We're going to make 2. Going across the top, down, straight, back in, cross the bottom, up, straight, back in. There, I did my best. They look okay. They're not perfect, but guess what? They look okay. All right, put down your pencil in 2, 1. Now look underneath what we just traced, and you'll see a bunch of different shapes. We are looking for the octagons, the ones with 8 sides and 8 corners. Find your blue crayon, any kind of blue, and color in the octagon shapes, the ones with 8 sides and 8 corners. They can be big or small. We're going to make them all blue here, but they can be any color anytime. If you accidentally color a shape you didn't mean to, just X it out. But we're looking for the octagons, the ones with 8 sides, the ones we've been practicing for this whole entire listen and learn lesson. Okay, I'm on my last octagon. There are four for you to color blue. You should find all four. There's big ones and little ones and medium-sized ones. Because it doesn't matter what size they are. We just need to know that they have eight sides, eight corners, and the sides are equal. All right, put down your blue crayon in two, one. All right, now go to the very bottom. Do you see the clock and the chart? Which one is the octagon shape? Yep, the clock is the octagon shape. Let's color the whole clock purple. Outside, inside, whichever part. The whole thing. The clock is an octagon, just like in our picture. So that was kind of easy because we already knew this. And we're coloring the clock purple. It's an octagon shape. Two more seconds. Remember, you can finish coloring at the end. Two, one, scoot over. We have a flag and that mirror. Which one is the octagon? Yeah, the mirror. Let's color the whole thing gray. The whole thing. And if you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. I'm using my pencil. Do not have a gray crayon today. But pencils make a nice gray color anyway. All right, two more seconds. Two, one. Now we have glasses and a soccer ball. Which one has the X? Heck, I almost did it again. I don't even know what's wrong with me. Which one has the octagon shape? Yes, the glasses. Let's color the glasses orange. Just the outside, not the inside. Octagon, octagon. How many sides on an octagon? Yep, eight. How many corners? Yep. Eight. Are the sides equal on a regular octagon? Yep. Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole thing. That's because you rock, I roll. Together, we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.